Last week, Kolkata was busy celebrating a birthday with flowers, candles, cards, and songs. It was Mother Teresa's 106th birthday. By the time the next one rolls around, she will be Saint Teresa of Kolkata. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The Mother House is a squat grey building with brown windows on a busy street in central Kolkata. There's a mosque nearby, and on Friday, the street in front is blocked by men saying their Friday prayers. Mother Teresa's tomb lies in a room facing that street. Orange marigold petals spell out, "Happy birthday, dearest mother," on the white of the tomb. On her birthday, there's a steady stream of visitors, like a local politician, Idris Ali, and his entourage. He demands the government name train stations and airports after her. A priest tries to speak and chokes with emotion.
Maa Teresa is not mother, it's a heavenly mother. I have given the blessing to our children. Now, I believe that.
Devotees write their wishes and prayers in little chits and drop them into a box. Thomas Martin from Denver, who volunteers at her home for the dying, says he put his prayer in the box as well.
I did put a prayer in. I wrote my family members down and my grandfather who's on his deathbed. So I fully believe that Mother Teresa does amazing things still to this day.
Mother Teresa died in 1997, and while naysayers complain, her social work with the sick and dying was more about prayer than nursing, the devout have no doubts. Freddie Dixon is sitting on a bench counting the beads on his rosary. His arms are tattooed with images of Jesus and Mary. He says Mother Teresa changed his life.
I had a personal problem also lately with, addiction, a lot of addictions and things like that. And I came here and just sat over here. I'm talking about a year ago. And everything is gone. Brought me back to the church. She's helped me come back to the church.
When he lost his passport, Dixon prayed to who else but Mother Teresa. And lo and behold, someone returned his passport.
And I was so happy, the same day. So, I was like, what is this? What's happening?
The Nobel laureate turned into missing passport finder. But Mother Teresa was always the most accessible of saints. Sunita Kumar, longtime spokesperson for the Missionaries of Charity, says Mother Teresa could pop up in the most unexpected places. She remembers being in Paris embarking on cancer treatment and praying to Mother Teresa for guidance. Her daughter idly picked up Hello, a glossy fashion magazine.
And she picks up and she opens like this, the first page. The turning first time. And she said, "Mommy, just see."
Mother Teresa's blue and white sari, woven by leprosy survivors, was a fashion spread.
So I said, "What is Mother doing in a fashion magazine?" Then we got convinced that we were on the right track.
This week, Mother Teresa will reach the end of her fast track to sainthood. Kumar remembers going to the Vatican once with Mother Teresa, who looked at all its grandeur and was hardly impressed.
She looked at me and she looked at all these glorified paintings and everything, the walls, and she said, they don't need all this.
This week, she will be remembered with ceremony in the Vatican and statues and parades in Kolkata. But Teresa of Kolkata might have been happier among people like the man who runs the Mother Teresa gift shop around the corner from her mission. He shows me the Mother Teresa images, rosaries, paperweights, and bracelets.
এইগুলো হলো যেমন পেপারওয়েট টেবিলে রেখে দিল কোন জায়গায় রাখলো এইগুলো হয়ে গেল bracelet.
He remembers how she'd shuffle slowly into his shop and ask him to fix her piano.
Slowly, slowly, after. নুরুল আমার পিয়ানোটা খারাপ হয়ে গেছে, একটু ঠিক করে দিতে হবে, এরকম করে।
His name is Nurul Islam and he is Muslim. As Mother Teresa becomes a saint, he hopes he'll do good business. Chances are, the savvy fundraiser that she was, Mother Teresa would have approved.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.